Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello and welcome to Making Shifts Happen. This is the 65th episode, and I'd like to inform, inspire, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you this important information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We are here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us each week. The show purpose is, of course, to help educate you about health, wellness, and inspiring you to your greatest level of health and wellness. Now, one of the things that was interesting to me when I started Journey was that I thought wellness was the absence of disease. Excuse me. And that's what conventional And that's what conventional medicine really works on. It works on disease treatment. It does not work on disease prevention, and very little of it works on wellness. And I find that very interesting because there are so many things that we can prevent, and we don't know it. It's hard to understand what prevention actually prevents, because if you don't get sick, you don't know what you've prevented. I went into some wellness quotes, and Greg Anderson says, "Wellness seeks more absence of illness. It searches for new levels of excellence. Beyond any disease-free neutral point, wellness dedicates its effort to our total well-being in body, mind, and spirit." Now, I'd contrast this with, there are six components of wellness: proper weight and diet, proper exercise, breaking the smoking habit, control of alcohol, stress management, and periodic exams. And that comes from Kenneth H. Cooper. I lean towards wellness seeks more than the absence of illness or disease. It searches for new levels of excellence. Beyond any disease-free neutral point, wellness dedicates its effort to our total well-being in body, mind, and spirit. Another thing that I woke up thinking about this morning as I planned for my radio show was, I haven't really worked in the spirit part of this, and I do have a degree in theology, a doctorate in theology, and spiritual counseling. And yet, in part of these radio shows, I have somewhat sidestepped that aspect of wellness. And I'd like to come back into that a little bit more today. So I talked about a process of never-ending wellness. That's the name of the actual show today, the process of never-ending wellness. Interestingly enough, you can be have some dis-ease at levels of physical, emotional, or mental well-being, but you can still be operating from wellness. So what is wellness? wellness is an integration of all aspects of who we are. It's a holistic approach to us. Teaching at the college the other day, and somebody said, well, doesn't wellness come from just thinking good thoughts? And that's a part of it. That's a really big part of it. But wellness encompasses so much more. We are a complete mind-body identity, mind-body, soul-spirit identity. And that means that what goes on in one part of who we are, one aspect of our lives, one piece of our body, one part of our emotional brain, one part of our mental thinking, anything that happens in any of those areas influences the whole. We cannot compartmentalize the way we think that we can, because as soon as we've had the experience has become us, and we have become the experience. So I can't say, let me act as if that didn't happen for a certain period of time, and then I'll get back to it. This is why I like the title for this show, The Process of Never-Ending Wellness. As you move through a process, recognizing process, and the process is a part of you, you begin to have wholeness. And wholeness takes us right into wellness. It takes us out of the compartmentalizing dynamics of what we have been trying to do with who we are and our lives, like leaving work at work. It's a nice thought, and it can be done when you stay in the present moment while you're at work, and then when you walk out the door, stay in the present moment of walking out the door, and then when you get in your car or ride your bike or take your walk to come home, be in the present moment for that. And that's how you leave work at work, but you're also aware that you had a full day of work, and you are present with it, but you are not reliving it. You are not reliving it. So what is wellness? Wellness is, again, more than the absence of disease. It is coming into the totality, the knowing of your identity, mind, body, soul, spirit, identity. And what does it mean to make an ongoing process of wellness? Well, the first thing that I came up with was somewhat working in the physical world, making a sign of your four self-healing skills, which is belly breathing, drinking enough water, awareness, and present moment living. Just on two of those, believe it or not. And I have not talked about belly breathing or drinking water, but those are a part of a wellness process. Knowing what you need to do to maintain your body, to maintain healthy emotions, and to maintain a quality of thoughts that enhance your life rather than detract from it. So what does it take to experience wellness and not disease? Well, what does it take to create wellness every day? Creating wellness every day does require your intention and attention. Intention and attention. So if I understand that I'm not trying to prevent disease, but I'm stepping into wholeness, my intention is to do things, be things, think things, feel things throughout the day that promote a sense of wholeness and therefore a sense of wellness. So in the four self-healing skills, as I'm belly breathing, I want to consciously think some thoughts that are positive in their nature, that are healthy for me to think. And again, one of the that I had when I was getting ready for work this morning was that we really haven't trained ourselves to think positively, to think high quality thoughts. So that's why we're going to get into the game here in just a little bit. And we'll be with the game here. And it's going to be something very interesting to do. And I do have a couple listeners on, and I would like for them to participate. So what does it mean to create wellness every day? It means intention and attention, an intention to be with who I am throughout the day, mind, body, soul, spirit, to be aware of emotions to be aware of my thoughts, to be aware of if I'm drinking enough water, to stop and belly breathe and take a belly breathing break 1 minute almost every hour, no matter what I'm doing. And as I begin to come into those, we get into what I alluded to earlier in the show. When you are quiet and fully present and in the present and aware, one of the things of which you become aware is something greater than yourself. Some people call this God. Some people call it Buddha. Some people call it Creator, Spirit, the All That Is. For the purposes of this radio show, I would just like to talk about it as Source. And when you become quiet enough and you connect clearly to Source, it's almost as if all the dis-ease in the whole of who you are gets erased. I have this vision of kind of this chalkboard eraser coming in and just taking out this dis-ease. Because for the time that you're breathing in to 4 seconds and out for 6 seconds, at the 10-second time space, that allows you to be in the present moment. If you're simply thinking about your breath, following your breath, feeling your body as it breathes in, feeling the breath as it moves to all parts of who you are. And as you quiet and quiet and get more higher vibration thoughts and emotions, you channel into Source energy. And your intuition takes a really sharp increase. Your creativity increases. You are able to manage things throughout the day better. And you're not so tired at the end of the day. And so the process of wellness looks like you coming into the four self-healing skills as you move throughout your day and getting to Source energy regularly. One of the things that I tell people when I do angel card readings or I'm talking with them about the power of prayer, in organized religion, we get pretty used to praying only at certain times and thinking that that's all we're doing. What I'd like for you to begin to understand in our exploration of the process of wellness is that every single thought you have, whether it's conscious or unconscious, is a prayer, and every prayer is answered. So as you're coming into wellness or wholeness, and you're monitoring the quality of your thoughts, you're monitoring such a small proportion, such a small percentage of your thoughts that you might not even be aware you're thinking. So that's where this intention and attention begins to matter. And if you begin to understand every single thought you have, whether it's conscious or unconscious, is a prayer, and every prayer is answered, you step away from the idea that it has to be something contained, only done during certain parts of the day, done during, through a certain ritual or whatever. You just begin communicating with Source with every thought you have and feeling good about it. And the never-ending benefits of doing this we'll talk about right after the break. I'd like to remind you about your Calm Mom's free report. The audio is no longer available, but the free report is. We'll be back right after this break.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children, have fewer doctor visits, and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
So what are some of the never-ending benefits? I came back again to a quote from Greg Anderson. He says, wellness is not a medical fix, quote unquote, but a way of living, a lifestyle sensitive and responsive to all the dimensions of body, mind, and spirit, an approach to life we each design to achieve our highest potential for well-being now and forever. So that's that never-ending process of wellness. And the more focus of your life is on wellness, the less focus of your life is on disease, the more enhanced and thriving and wonderful and expansive your life actually gets to be. So, excuse me, why is playing the game that we're going to play right now so helpful? One of the things it helps us to do is it helps us understand what our thoughts are. It helps us to understand how we can change our thoughts. And I'm going to just act like a game show host here for about 3 to 4 minutes. It's not going to be very long, but I hope that you play along with me. Now, we understand that the sympathetic nervous system is fight, flight, or freeze. And the parasympathetic nervous system is relaxation, digestion, healing, learning, wellness. So as I say a statement, and I invite the listeners to come in and type a statement. As I say a statement, or for us to measure whether or not this is sympathetic or parasympathetic, or right in that sweet spot, right in the balance between the two systems, where you have an ability to be responsive, to be intuitive, to be creative, instead of living in fear, judgment, and conclusion, or instead of being in a place of such high parasympathetic activity that nothing matters. And that's different than being neutral. Nothing matters is very much a place of apathy, which is a low vibration. And we really want to be in that sweet spot, connected to source, open to creativity, letting our intuition speak, letting our subconscious mind come through, and really being fully present to the whole of who we are, to our mind-body identity. So when I say a statement such as, I can't, I'm going to do the gong show buzzer and go, that's sympathetic. And you say, I can't figure this out. Well, you're telling your nervous system, don't figure this out. We don't have the skills. We don't have the capacities. We can't do it. Highly sympathetic. I can't, I can't, I can't. And then, as we've talked about in previous shows, your thinking will then manifest itself as material in your body, and your whole mind-body will go into the I can't-ness. Now, we would think that the better way to say it is, I can. And I'm going to gong show that one a little bit because that's not that sweet spot. The thing I need is available to me right now in this present moment. So when you say that, that's that sweet spot. A name might pop up, a person to call, a new idea. What else is possible is also a sweet spot because you're asking a question. And if something happens and you begin to want to build on it, how does it get any better than this? Is another sweet spot, another question, another relaxing dynamic instead of a hardcore think. Okay? Then another thought is, I always screw up. Game show host, that's very sympathetic. And your nervous system will try to make that true, and it'll try to make what you're doing right now true for you so that it's screwing up. Sometimes I screw up. That's parasympathetic, still not quite in that sweet spot. It takes us to a better place, and we're open to more possibilities. But when you're in the middle of something and you start taking out the big club so you can beat yourself up, like, I never get this right, I never succeed, I never know, which is all high sympathetic. When you pull out that big club, how about if you gently put it down and think about a way to give yourself a pat on the back? And you can say something like, the answer may not be here right now, and what else is possible? The answer may not be here right now, and where have I been successful with this in the past? Or where have I been successful with this, and I know that it's available to me in this present moment? That's the sweet spot, okay? Oh, let's see. Okay, I don't know. Okay. That's written in. I don't know. The key here is that even if your physical mind is not coming up with an answer to a question right now, quite simply, you do know. And when it comes to your life, you're the only one who does know. So a more parasympathetic might be, I do know. But the sweet spot would be, I am open to all of my knowing and asking the answer to appear. You feel the difference. That sweet spot allows an opening, an emergence, a movement into the whole of who you are, because there are little parables and little truisms that say, you know, you came to Earth equipped with everything you needed, or you're the only one who does know the answer, or step into your sense of knowing and then express it. All of those types of things help you to begin to understand that you do know. You're just used to hearing, oh, you don't know, or telling yourself, I don't know. And that's highly sympathetic, and that keeps you from your knowing. Your nervous system will play hide and seek with the information that you know beautifully well, but you've told it, don't let me know. So it says, okay, we won't. We'll keep it hidden. And I love this quote by Abraham Maslow. He says, the ability to be in the present moment is a major component of mental wellness. So as we're going through some of these statements and some of these thoughts, some of them are really energetically detrimental to us, emotionally, spiritually detrimental to us, because they keep us from the greatness of who we are. And when we step into allowing ourselves to embrace the whole of who we are, to embrace our knowing, to embrace the ability to ask questions so we can tap into another person's knowing or source energy's knowing, that's one of the greatest things that we can do for mental wellness and emotional wellness. And if you're mentally and emotionally in wellness, you're usually in physical wellness as well. So what's the secret to being mostly well? And I use the word mostly well with great deliberation. So as we step away from our game, mostly well would be some of those shifts into parasympathetic. Mostly well would be also coming into the sweet spot with more and more regularity. And just like anything else, this takes practice. You don't wake up one morning being a wellness guru in your own life. You do the process of never-ending wellness. You continually monitor your thoughts and see which ones you can shift, because it finally is dribbling up to conscious levels. It's been in the subconscious for a very long time, and it's finally ready for you to change it. More and more sweet spot moments. The whole of who you are begins to say, let's stay more in that sweet spot. Let's live a life of ease, joy, grace, and glory. What will it take to be in that sweet spot more and more frequently? That's the secret to being mostly well. Knowing who you are, knowing that you're a complete identity, the four self-healing skills, and I would suggest that you post them everywhere. Mind, body, soul, spirit takes its cue from where your attention, intention, and present moment living is. And so when you want to come into that wellness and that wholeness of who you are, it will take a little bit of work at first. But I'd like to talk about this. The single overriding objective in wellness is creating constant personal renewal. And with that process, creating constant renewal, where we recognize and act on the truth that each day is a miraculous gift, and our job is to untie the ribbons that wrap that gift. He says, that's the law of the spirit, living life with joy. This, again, comes from Greg Anderson. So I'd like to remind you that wellness seeks more than the absence of illness. Wellness comes into a sense of wholeness and well-being. So, what is my favorite success quote? I think I just said it. Stepping into the spirit of who we are. What am I going to do for fun? Well, I'm going to go to Grand Junction again with a friend of mine, and we're going to have a great day together. We've got some things that we need to do and some things that we choose to do. And for me, that's kind of a great day, spending time with people that I enjoy being around. What tool can I use every day that I would hate to live without? Well, besides the four self-healing skills, I'd like to be mostly well, be in the process of never-ending wellness. And hope you join us next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.